This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He is in the United Kingdom, and Europe is facing a very difficult winter. All of Europe, because of the reduction and possible cutoff of energy from Russia, a reliable seller of oil and natural gas for many years. I have recently had a conversation in Berlin of anticipation by the Berlin government about what needs to be done. Finding other sources is important. That takes time. At the same time, what you can do right away is reduce the demand side. I mention this because one of NATO's strategic concepts is climate change. It reads this way. Climate change is a defining challenge of our time with a profound impact on allied security. It is a crisis and threat multiplier. It goes on to talk about dealing with climate change affecting armed forces and how they operate. That is especially true when it comes to the public sustaining those armed forces along the Russian frontier or sustaining those armed forces in the cities of Germany and the Netherlands and all the way to Spain and in the United Kingdom. So, Anatole, what I've learned is the Germans are recommending lowering your house temperature in the wintertime to about 65 or 66 degrees, which I'm told is a two-jumper winter. We're also talking about reducing the amount of miles you drive, putting pressure on your pocketbook because of the price of petrol. But they're farther than that, these recommendations. They talk about reducing the amount of meat you eat because meat requires a herd that is raised on fodder, and fodder takes up agricultural space. And not only is that not practical-minded because you don't get any calories in human beings out of fodder, but it also prevents us from planting more and different kinds of food to move the diet of Europe. You understand, it's whole thinking. Is anything like that going on in the United Kingdom? Because as a member of NATO, climate change is part of the strategic concept in London as well as Berlin.
The answer is no, not really. I mean, the Johnson government is too shambolic, too divided, too wedded to free market orthodoxy in many ways to do any of these things, or at least to do them in good time. Of course, you may have a panic move towards all of this in the late autumn as these threats really accumulate. And the Germans are very much in the lead. Most other European countries are lagging behind. I mean, you know better than I do what the Republican response in the United States would be if the Biden administration told people to eat less meat and drive less for the sake of national security. But I think, I mean, this NATO statement raises two crucial points. I mean, the first is, if climate change really is such a huge threat that they say it is, why on earth did they not factor that into their decisions, you know, before this war about offering NATO membership to Ukraine, for example? I mean, future NATO membership, rejecting a treaty of neutrality, all these things. You know, statesmanship is about setting priorities and making hard choices. And they have simply failed, with the exception now, as you say, the Germans, to make those choices and to prioritize climate change, you know, over other things. I think the other key point here is that the threat to NATO unity and maintaining support for Ukraine is not going to be Russian military threats to NATO. It is that as winter approaches, elected governments looking at mass economic hardship, energy shortages, possible, you know, European economic recession, possible global economic recession, are going to say, oh dear, no, I mean, we can't back the Ukrainians to victory. We have to look for some kind of compromise peace.
Following these meetings in Madrid, are we closer or farther away from what could be described as a ceasefire in Ukraine? Can you judge that?
It will depend in the first instance, obviously, on how things go on the ground.
We just have 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
We're tending towards military stalemate in Ukraine. That plus economic crisis will, I think, ultimately incline people towards seeking a ceasefire and peace settlement. When that will come, I don't know, but perhaps in the autumn as the economic pressures intensify.
You mean they'll get practical-minded because the house is cold? That makes sense. It's very human decision-making. Summertime for war and wintertime for storing up for future wars. Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He is in summary, the United Kingdom. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.